Have you ever noticed how dull grown-ups are? They have no imagination. They never run around. They never climb trees. They always tell us to be careful, slow down, calm down. Well, us kids are braver, we're more active, and always ready for adventure. I never want to be like an adult. So wrote Alistair Humphreys in his book, The Girl Who Rode the Ocean. As humans, we'll often find ourselves tragically lost in the no man's land between our desire to grow up as fast as possible, whilst at the same time never wanting to grow up at all. And today we're going to uncover what is behind wisdom and maturity and build a calmer and more rational, compassionate version of both of these things for ourselves. Well, hello and welcome to the Growth Mindset Podcast with me, Sam Webster Harris, where we are unpacking the psychology of self-improvement and, of course, today's topic of wisdom. And I will start with the fact that I really used to love partying and just getting completely wasted. It's not really a confession as such, but anyway, I just loved losing myself in the moment, necking beers after beers, squeezing as much joy as I could possibly fit into a second on just soaking myself in pure, unadulterated content. And those broken, blurry, hazy memories of youth felt like a night well spent. But then, one day, it stopped being fun. I became older and wiser, perhaps. An awareness seeped over me, pointing out my follies, I guess. Perhaps being out of control and not remembering half my evenings was lacking something. Waking up with a massive hangover, empty pockets back when you actually put money in your pockets, that did become increasingly painful and inconvenient and maybe a little bit less funny. Instead, a more sober evening where I could still be happy, I don't mind dancing when I'm sober, it felt perfectly nice. I had nothing to prove to anyone. I knew I could drink faster than anyone in a drinking game if I wanted to, but I lost the desire to show it to anyone. And the gift of waking up with more money in my pockets and time to do things during the day, it created a weekend that you could actually play with and do stuff with. Just imagine if you discovered a whole extra day of the week that didn't exist before. Like, what joy. Now, this doesn't mean I am necessarily wiser than any one person who chooses to still get wasted, but it can only mean that I am wiser within myself for my own situation as I currently perceive it. And, you know, I might even be wrong. I might change my mind in the future. A different example could be travel. When I used to travel, I just reveled in seeing as many places as quickly as possible. The world is so large and there is so little time. I excitedly stuffed new countries into my passport with the same haste that I'd be stuffing items into my backpack to leave it. After a few nights, maybe in one place, I'd be dashing off to a new country. Every land held the suspense of finding new fruits, like literally I really like fruit, but also a wider metaphor for the general atmosphere of a country. So new fruits I'd never seen before, and then the possibility that what I grew up as, thinking my top five fruits, I really do like fruit, by the way, but that my top five fruits or my top five of anything wasn't a static list that it had been for my whole life up until then, and that it could actually be changing from new discoveries, that blew my mind. I was so excited to explore everything. Just fresh sights, mysterious people, unique smells, distinct rhythms. It's just bliss to be harvesting the bounty of new frontiers. And then now, quite frankly, I can't be arsed with dashing about. Moving all the time is so beyond me. The hassle, the pain, repacking my bags, unpacking my bags, repacking my bags. It just fills me with dread, as much as approaching a new border where I'll have to wait in lines, I might get rejected, think there'll be issues. Like, the idea that I once enjoyed queuing for aeons to then have some skeptical official hold my fate in their hands is beyond my current understanding. And my passport has plenty of stamps. I've been to like 65 countries. I've been to North Korea. I don't need to see that many places. I had a list of like 100 countries I had to see. Now I'm like, I've got another 40 years where there's 10 countries I perhaps would like to somehow get around to in this next 40 years. Because to be honest, my thing these days is like the slow burn of contentment yielded from staying somewhere for like at least 3 months, maybe a year or two. I'm not in a rush. It takes time to make real friendships and to learn a local language, not just speaking a few words, but speaking with like the eyes, the heart, and not just like hearing the first rhythm of a culture, but like dancing with it and being a part of it. Just immersing yourself, like diving deep into an ocean instead of just taking a very quick shower. And it also gives me the chance to geek out with like tinkering with new routines. I love building different ways of being for like a longer amount of time and testing completely different lifestyles. And that takes a lot of time for me to like settle into working out what sort of habits and routines work and to be creative and understanding that it takes a lot of time for a novel place to start surprising you with new forms of your own self-expression. And then there's the fact that my heart also truly sings going back to places I've already been and breathing fresh life into the old friendships that I have, to like reconnect with someone after 10 years and learn of their trials and tribulations from someone else and their experiences as we traverse the same moments in time, the same decade, but in completely different places and situations, and see progress, see stagnation, see heartbreak, elation. It's so nice. And my change of attitude to the whole thing is a reflection of my growing wisdom within myself for my choices. But who am I to judge the wisdom of someone else for their preferences of travel style? I could only laugh at how much I would dislike someone else's choices, but I could never say their choice is wrong. And now we can talk about Alistair Humphreys, the man whose quote I first started with. He is an author and adventurer, and he used to live for very macho style adventures. Not that he's really like an alpha male type person, but he just loves doing sort of bonkers things like crossing deserts by foot. He cycled around the world, took 4 years doing it, spent a month hiking unsupported through Iceland without seeing any other people, carrying all of his food and just risking his own life and limbs to truly feel alive during his adventures. His eyes would light up at the opportunity to push the boundaries of his body. He would only be able to register interest in expeditions if he didn't know if he'd even be able to do it. And for him, being so remote from the rest of the world felt like connecting with what it means to be a human. Whereas now, he likes to be based at home and see his kids every day. For adventure, he finds thrill enough in the simple joys of climbing a tree, jumping into a river. Instead of sleeping in his bed sometimes, he'll just camp on a nearby hill, and waking up at sunrise on the local hill is still a night under the stars, whether it's on the other side of the world or not. Because if you think about it, the relevant distance between you and the sun or the stars is so unfathomably massive that the distance between your house and the hill next door versus the hill on the other side of the world is inconsequential compared to that distance to look at the stars. And the effect of looking at the universe is much the same. And he loves the concept of micro-adventures and uncovering opportunities to surprise himself within a mile of his house. He's now written a book about exploring the entire map grid for the 100 kilometer squared around his house and exploring every back street and nook and cranny of the things around him. And he is very wise within himself. Now, that doesn't mean that I am wrong if I want to cycle around the world or row across the Atlantic or kayak the Yukon, or if anybody else wanted to do those things. Those are all things that Alistair has done himself in the years past. He no longer holds the same need for them now, and he is wiser in his own choices. And equally, when he was younger and he was doing those things, Alistair was also perfectly wise within himself to do the things that made him happy. And he's now just as wise to do different things that make him happy. He wouldn't look down on me as a foolish person as such because I want to do them. It's just a different point in my time and my preferences. Perhaps a similar path, perhaps not, who knows. And the point I'm getting at here is that people can find joy in activity that we are now much too wise or mature to delight in, but they are not necessarily foolish. In the future, our current actions will seem very naive to our older and wiser selves. It might even feel like we were wasting our time, carelessly fritting it away with no appreciation for what it means to truly live a good life or something like that. However, I would say that foolishness is not changing with the seasons of our life. Wisdom is reacting to our shifts in desires and our needs correctly. Foolishness is doing things we think will make us happy, but do not. Wisdom is making choices that most align with our happiness at that time. And very importantly here is the fact that we can't decide for someone else what is the wisest choice, because we can't know their preferences or the path that they should be on. If they're clearly depressed because of their actions, we might try and help them find their way, not the way, not our way, but to find our way that will one day become their way. If they often become angry or sad due to avoidable and self-inflicted choices, we might try to find a way to help them see their follies. We can't judge the path they choose to solve their own problems. When they need to change, we can only lend them a hand to speed them along in whichever direction they wish to go in. In fact, I would go as far as to say that maturity is actually knowing that you honestly don't know anything, and you shouldn't be judging anything. Everything that you need to teach anybody else lies purely in your patience and your kindness. Everything that they need to know, they will teach themselves. If you can be that wise friend to help them, then yes, they will find it within themselves soon enough. So when you find yourself perched on a high horse looking down on others, it's time to get off that horse. It's not your place, it's not your obligation, it's not your duty to elevate others to your level. It's wiser to keep them centered on whatever level is right for them at the time. You shouldn't be hastily pushing them off in search of new wisdom for wisdom's sake. And like an absurd example that makes the point is, what use is behaving like an 80-year-old if you're 10 years old? Like, so why rush to behave like a 50-year-old if you're 45? Our only duty, if there is one at all, is to add power to whatever others do, to add speed to the currents of their life when they need to be flowing and making progress, and at other times help them build the dams to hold themselves in place when they need stability. Just help them find the best chance of being in the right place at the right time, appreciating their moments and nothing else. And so, after pondering this for a while, I think we can redefine the poor definition of wisdom that we predominantly believe. Because currently, wisdom is a concept we associate with age and experience. And that is, of course, a factor, yet the 20-year-old Michael Jordan had the wisdom to work harder than anybody else to become the best basketball player in the world, long before he had any age or experience. He just focused on what he knew would make him happy. Kids have the wisdom to enjoy playing, so much so that they might even lose concern for things like eating or washing, but that's what they should be doing. They also question what's around them with a wisdom that most adults don't have. And on the subject of adults, some very old adults with years of experience might be easily annoyed by the choices of others, and I would define that as unwise. Letting their own emotions be tossed around by their expectations of how the world should be, how others should be, that is the thinking of a fool. Instead, they should learn to appreciate things as they are. So when we think about wisdom as far as the quality of good judgment and sensible thinking, we should also factor in the time-based concept of wisdom and accepting your own needs as they are at your time in life, and acceptance of those needs of others, rather than prescribing what we think people should be doing. And there you have it. I feel that in the self-improvement area, there is so much prescriptive advice of do this, do that, from people who don't know you and don't know what you need to be doing. And there isn't enough of like, question this, question that. How do you slow down when you want to slow down? How do you speed up when you want to speed up? And these are the things that really excite me. And hopefully you enjoy them also. If you like the episode and think that someone else would, please do share it with a friend, because that is how we grow. If you found yourself resonating with anything that was said, please drop it in a comment. That is how I look cool and how other people might recognize that the podcast is vaguely not terrible, and that would help me very much. Thank you. If you have any questions, stick it in a comment or email me at growthmindsetpodcast@gmail.com. I do read all the comments and the emails, so it's always a joy to see them. And remember that life is short and definitely don't have enough time to be putting off your happiness and your dreams until some future date when you've achieved some arbitrary goals, like chase after them now and remember that happiness is a day-to-day experience in the moment and not something that appears after you spend lots of time being stressed, because sadly, it doesn't work that way. So be kind to yourself, and whilst you're at it, be kind to someone else too.